mirth, of which, if thou be a severe, sour-complexioned man, then I here disallow thee to be a competent judge. For divines say, there are offences given, and offences not given, but taken. And I am the willinger to justify the pleasant part of it, because, though it is known I can be serious at seasonable times, yet the whole discourse is, or rather was, a picture of my own disposition, especially in such days and times as I have laid aside business and gone a-fishing with honest Nat and our Roe. But they are gone, and with them most of my pleasant hours, even as a shadow that passeth away and returns not. And next let me add this, that he that likes not the book should like the excellent picture of the trout, and some of the other fish, which I may take a liberty to commend, because they concern not myself. Next, let me tell the reader that in that which is the more useful part of this discourse, that is to say, the observations of the nature and breeding and seasons and catching of fish, I am not so simple as not to know that a captious reader may find exceptions against something said of some of these, and therefore I must entreat him to consider that experience teaches us to know that several countries alter the time, and, I think, almost the manner of fishes breeding, but doubtless of their being in season, as may appear by three rivers in Monmouthshire, namely, Severn, Wye, and Usk, where Camden observes that in the river Wye, salmon are in season from September to April. And we are certain that in Thames and Trent, and in most other rivers, they be in season the six hotter months. Now for the art of catching fish. That is to say, how to make a man that was none to be an angler by a book? He that undertakes it shall undertake a harder task than Mr. Hales, a most valiant and excellent fencer, who, in a printed book called A Private School of Defence, undertook to teach that art or science, and was laughed at for his labour. Not but that many useful things might be learned by that book, but he was laughed at because that art was not to be taught by words, but practice. And so must angling. And no